Welcome to Waking Hope, nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. We are now entering an hour of growth, light, and love. I'm Christine Vibrant, and together we will delve into what makes you, you, and learn that you can and should love yourself, and how better me empowered living can access these and more. You are more than the sum of your body, your mind, and your spirit. Find yourself as part of the divine. Find healing, rest, and positivity for yourself and the entire world. Waking Hope starts now. Good morning. Welcome to Waking Hope, your Better Me Empowered Living show with your host, Christine Vibrant. And I have a very special guest for you today. We are here in March, which is Endometriosis Awareness Month. I'm going to say that word again. Endometriosis. Endo what? Yes, this is a very, very common condition that people around the world struggle with, not only women. And we are going to break down the myths. We're going to take out the unknowns. We're going to make this manageable, mentionable, and we're going to give you a voice so that you can also learn how to advocate better for yourself. My guest today is Katie Donahue Boyce, Endo Girls blog. She is an board certified patient advocate. And this is my guest who is going to give you the information and the facts that I am still learning myself. Please join me in welcoming Katie. Katie, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. It is an absolute pleasure.
How are you doing? How are you feeling this morning?
Actually, I'm feeling really great. So I traveled earlier this week, and so I've completely recovered from that. And it's a perfect day to do this.
Perfect. This is it. This is the thing. When you have endometriosis, people think that it's just a simple condition that you're going to go in for some surgery for, you're going to have some medications, pop some, you know, self-care, and then you're going to be fine. But what a lot of people don't understand is this is a lifelong condition. It is a systemic condition, and you do need to have a daily maintenance practice, self-care practice, as well as knowing how to deal with flares. I've got one at the moment. We were discussing this earlier this morning. What I've done is I've slathered myself in CBD salve. I've got some magnesium sprayed everywhere, had some gorgeous self-care, did my meditation. And I know that what we're going to talk about today is going to be giving back so much. So this positive emotion, this positive taking what was giving us pain, turning it into purpose, this is what we want to give today. Katie, when we're talking about endometriosis and the diagnosis, you have a lot of new patients, new clients coming to you, new people coming, as well as existing. Do you want to give us a common theme for diagnosis?
Yes, absolutely. So of course, I do have to say everything I say here is not medical advice. Yes. So I just share, you know, from my professional opinion as a board certified patient advocate and as a patient myself, my own experience, strength and hope. Yes. So what I tend to see is that the most common theme is that people don't even start to consider endometriosis until they begin their menstrual cycle. So, and then they, you know, they start having, maybe not even until later in life, but eventually it comes down to them noticing because of extraordinarily painful periods. Mm-hmm. But it's more than just a painful period, as we know, but it just seems to be the initial symptom that gets the endometriosis on the radar.
That's it. And this is the thing. When we talk about endometriosis, there are so many myths out there. There are so many old and outdated facts that a lot of people don't even know what it is. And we will say that it's reproductive because of the information we have. Could you break down what the current information is about endometriosis for those who don't know, or for those who suspect that they may have it?
Yes, absolutely. So our most current up-to-date definition of the disease by up-to-date literature is endometriosis is a systemic inflammatory disease characterized by the presence of endometrial-like tissue found in extrauterine sites. So that like part is incredibly important when we have to understand what endometriosis really is.
Correct. This is something that I learned, and this is why I fight so hard, because people would just tell me, oh, it's just a painful period. Oh, you're an addict. You're a hypochondriac. You're weak. And I didn't understand the difference in it. And it was vital, because what I'm learning is that the difference in the two tissues, one contains nerve fibers and stroma. And this is what the endometrial-like tissue is that it has a different composition, which explains the systemic site, you know, your whole body just, you know, interacting with this. When I was young, before I ever heard or even got my period, I was diagnosed as pre-asthmatic. Never got asthma, but these are little markers that kind of come up for a lot of people. And this is why I like to do the basics of taking self-care. Something that's quite common that I found for a lot of people is that we had birth trauma. I was born with the umbilical cord around my neck, an emergency C-section. And what I've learned is that that is trauma that we can take in our bodies throughout our lifetimes. Is this something that is also common amongst endometriosis patients in your experience?
It isn't, it isn't. There's some literature that does attempt to make the link, but it is, it's difficult because it's such a common disease that it's hard to find true factors that could be, you know, the nature versus nurture. It's difficult to find a connection with those factors just because it is such a prevalent disease. So you have so many people who don't have trauma that do have the disease as well. So it really just, you know, it's an individual basis. And I think that that is something that if that helps in somebody's healing journey, that if that is something they want to approach, then that's what they can do. But it isn't the story. It isn't everybody's story, you know?
And I think that that's important to know, because when you are an endometriosis patient, it is such a devastating diagnosis after so long. And this is, I think, what is common is that there are many of us who have waited years, perhaps decades, just for that word of going, listen, you weren't crazy. You weren't weak. You were not a hypochondriac. You're not an addict. You're dealing with a systemic condition that hasn't been addressed, that may be in your family, that has been poorly understood. And this is just the beginning. So take a breath.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, once we, you know, we present with the painful periods, or there are individuals who don't know they have endometriosis until they maybe have a surgery for something unrelated and it's discovered. But what happens, it's, you know, once we get through that process and say we do finally get the diagnosis, which currently we can suspect endometriosis clinically. We can do, there are some imaging techniques that can hint toward it. There are some forms of endometriosis, sometimes deeply infiltrating, which we'll go into what these details are, but, and even some types of ovarian cysts called endometriomas can be seen on imaging. But the unfortunate reality is that a surgical diagnosis is necessary, where they take a biopsy and they determine under microscope if it's endometriosis. But what tends to happen is that once we get that diagnosis, other little bits and pieces of our medical history really start to come together. The puzzle pieces, they all add up. And that's when we start to realize that, oh, this is a systemic disease.
Yes. And these are the things that we really want to bring to light. Guys, we're going to be breaking this down and we're going to be demystifying, but I do want to highlight how you can help yourself. Katie, won't you please tell them how they can find out information? What are your social sites? What is your website? So that they can really, we're going to start really giving you guys information. Go and help yourself. This is going to give you control back over this devastating diagnosis, because you do have control over this complicated chaos. You need to take action. How can we find you, Katie?
So I'm available through primarily my Instagram account. It's super active. So on Instagram, I'm just simply Endo Girls Blog. I'm also available through Facebook. There's an Endo Girls Blog there as well. Our website is endogirlsblog.com, either Endo Girl Blog or Endo Girls Blog. I have both domains, so don't worry about spelling. And that's where I really will take some of those social media posts and I kind of formally put them together on the website, so they're always accessible in a lot easier way. And then of course, if sometimes I'm on Twitter a little bit and it's on just blog_endo. So I'm trying my best to be present across all different social media platforms because it's hard. I want to make sure that I'm able to reach as many individuals as possible. So especially on Instagram, I tell everyone, feel free to send me a direct message. Mm-hmm. And I am always doing my best to get back to those.
This is wonderful. And this is the thing, guys, guys, girls, whoever, my language needs to change to our listeners, however you identify. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And we want you to know, this is how you can contact us. We are patients ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so as Katie said, we will try to get back to you as soon as we can. Please understand that this is our mission and our passion, and we want to help you, but we do require that you also help yourself.
Yes.
By reaching out. We want you to help yourself by understanding that you may be in a pain cycle and you may be spiraling. Mm-hmm. And that when you are on us 120,000%, that's not going to be helpful to you or to us. But we do want you to contact. We want you to connect. We want you to reach out. We do have a giveaway as well. Katie, do you have a newsletter that people can subscribe to for more information?
I actually do not. That is something that I would like to put out in the works. I'm just kind of getting a feeler out for the community. So response on that is always, you know, feedback on that is always welcome.
Perfect. So what we're going to do then for the giveaway is we're going to ask you to jump onto the Instagram, since that's the main account. Mm-hmm. Go on to Endo Girls Blog. Go and find Katie's site. You're going to see thousands of followers, so you're going to know it's the right one. Okay, go and subscribe. This giveaway is going to be run the whole of March till the end, the 31st. At 3:33 is when I'm going to do the live drawing, 3:33 Central Time, just because I'm a little strange and odd, and I like to celebrate that. We're going to do this drawing then. We want you to subscribe to the IG. Anyone who's already a subscriber can also request to be entered, because we want to raise your interest as well as your self-care. We're going to be coming back as well with a discussion on red flags mm-hmm. from your providers on what you should not be kind of considering, not be absorbing, all the things that we've heard about ourselves that have really made this journey harder than it should have been, especially at the beginning. You're going to be inundated mm-hmm. with so much information, misinformation, and sadly disinformation, because people are out there to take your money and not help you. Yeah, this laugh. We've had that experience. So what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to be talking about red flags, about green flags, ways to get a hold of us. We're going to be talking more about the giveaway and what's in it, and also sharing ways for you to help yourself when you are spiraling, when you are in pain, when that pain cycle feels so extreme that you feel like you're going to shred yourself, or that you maybe want to explode apart. We know those feelings and those moments. This is manageable. You can do this. We're doing this, and we're in this together. Things are getting better, but simply because we're showing up and using our voice. I'm Christine Vibrant, your host, with my guest, Katie Donahue Boyce from Endo Girls Blog. Taking a pause while we take a break, go ahead and jump on that Instagram account. And I'm really curious as to what comes on and comes up for you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenee.com. That's DENEE.com.
And welcome back to Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant, and our very special guest today, Katie Donahue Boyce, Endo Girls blog. We are demystifying this very common condition, and we're giving you tips as well as sites to go to help yourself from this diagnosis to doing better in your life. Please take note. Whatever is coming up in your life is manageable if you mention it and you have ways to work through this. Katie, let's talk a little bit about that endometriosis diagnosis and what it takes to get this. This is something that a lot of people do not understand. They think it's simply going to the doctor, having a biopsy, maybe having a scan, and you've got the diagnosis. Correct. Let's really break down what's going on here.
All right, absolutely. Okay, so say, you know, you start to have those super painful periods, but maybe you're a teenager and the doctor says, well, let's just try some birth control pills, because generally just regular painful periods called dysmenorrhea, and it's not that uncommon. So it kind of gets misdiagnosed as that frequently. But say, you know, that's not helping, or you don't want to take hormone birth control. You don't want to take the birth control. That's fine. But the pain just isn't getting better. You can't manage your periods with regular, you know, ibuprofen, that's not working. You know, with the regular, you know, period management just doesn't work with you, right? So that's starting to happen. You may have other symptoms, but you're not connecting those to endometriosis. Yes, like painful bowel movements, painful urination, you know, just a whole like feeling just really like something's wrong, but nobody can give you the right answers. That's a really common theme as well. So say you go to your regular OBGYN at that point, they sometimes will say, you know, well, we can try a specific medication. And if you respond, then we'll say you have endometriosis. Just so everybody knows, that is not in accordance with any clinical guidelines. That is not accurate information, but it is common like myth almost amongst the OBGYN community. So it's okay for you to say that's not a route I want to take. Sometimes they'll say, well, we'll do an ultrasound. They'll do an ultrasound. It comes back normal. They'll say, well, everything looks fine. You know, I don't think you have endometriosis. That's also inaccurate. Endometriosis can very easily go missing on imaging. Another method, you know, they might just say, well, you know, the only way to diagnose it formally is surgery, but I don't feel comfortable with doing that. They might say something like it could impact your future fertility. They might say, you know, it's just too dangerous. I know you're too young. And unfortunately, you know, for myself, I actually told my doctor, well, I am concerned about my fertility, when I really wasn't, but I wanted them to do the surgery. And that's unfortunately the route I had to go. My point in this is, if those are the roadblocks that you're facing, it is more than okay to get a second opinion. It is more than okay to say, okay, well, thank you for your time. And you don't, in the United States, we don't need a referral to see an OBGYN. So you can look at reviews online. You can go into endometriosis communities and see who's been able to, who has helped other individuals. We do suggest now that, you know, just going to any doctor and getting a laparoscopic surgery for a diagnosis isn't really advised, because what they'll do is they just might go in and say they think they saw endo and just kind of burn what they see. Mm-hmm. What we really need is a biopsy. In order to do that, it has to be meticulously cut out. So unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of surgeons in the United States or even world that can do that. But this is why it's important to take control of your health at this point and do the research and find those good doctors. We are getting more and more. They are, you know, there's more training going on. So that's why it can be important to get involved in the patient community and find that right doctor for you. And a lot of a misunderstanding is that, well, those specialists won't see me if I'm not already diagnosed. That is a misconception. There's nothing wrong with your very first surgery being with an expert. You deserve that care.
This is it. This is it, Katie. Thank you. This is what I wanted to break down so much, because from your experience, you had that connection with the OBGYN as a teenager, had these experiences. my experience is common to other people who have had this pain in their family that was never diagnosed. Mm-hmm. So I want to share a little bit of my side, because we are going to have so many different stories. And I want people with endometriosis to know that your experience does not need to look like someone else's for it to be valid and for you to advocate for yourself and deserve the best care right away. Mm-hmm. I was 10 when I started my period. I was 9 when I started to grow my breasts. And my mother told me that when she first had her first French kiss and the boy stuck his tongue in her mouth, she thought she was pregnant. When she got her period, she thought she was dying. No one told her. Mm. But painful periods were normal. And so when I was in excruciating pain, it was just normal. I never got my OBGYN visit. And then my mom, because of her complicated and her comorbidities, she passed away on my 15th birthday from unnecessary surgery. And so this is also a very, very important story for you to understand, that when you're a teenager and you're having all of this painful experience, it can be very shameful and you don't want to speak about it because you don't have that experience or that example, perhaps in your family or in your life. This is changing. Thank you. Thank you. Every single one of you who has been brave and spoken up about what you're experiencing, no matter what you've been told. Thank you for continuing to use your voice. We're getting the message across. I had my first gynecological visit in my 20s in Taiwan, and I'm South African. I got my first, word of endometriosis from a doctor of osteopathic medicine, a DO, who suspected it, tried to pop me on Lupron, and thank goodness my insurance said no way. Yes, I roll, exactly. My first gynecologist said, trust me, I have 17 years of experience, and didn't tell me what he was going to do. Thought it was gastrointestinal and said that there was a 60% chance that he could tell what was going on, and that warranted a surgery. He burned, he fulgurated. And that, of course, has camouflaged everything. His notes were incomplete. Mm-hmm. So what I was told at the follow-up appointment did not match the notes. Mm-hmm. It has been a struggle. What is the correct surgical diagnosis? Not fulguration, nope. Not ablation. There's a word you need to learn. What is it?
The most important word you're going to learn in this community is excision. Excision.
Say it again.
Excision is the cutting out of the tissue. So when we say fulgurate, when we say ablate, that means they're just taking some form of energy source during the surgery and they're just superficially burning what they see. Okay. So we try, the common analogy in the endometriosis community is imagine a weed and you're lawn mowing, mm-hmm. right? The surface, that would be the ablation or the fulguration. Whereas digging with a trowel and pulling the root out would be the excision example. There are a lot of other examples that we can use, but it's important to recognize that when somebody has a tumor that they're trying to determine if it's benign or malignant, cancerous or not, they excise the tumor and they send it to pathology. And the same thing has to be done for endometriosis. Endometriosis is not cancerous, but it does need to be treated the exact same way. It has to be removed at the source. And it's very difficult to see all forms of it. It comes in a variety of forms. And so that's why it takes a skilled surgeon that is used to seeing how it presents, and they know how to go in, they know how deep to dig, and they know how wide to cut out.
Yes, this is important for you to know. This is so vital. And to know that your recovery from this kind of surgery is going to feel different. It's going to be different, but this is your moment. This is your time. Take as much as you need. This is your gift of life to yourself. And we want to also gift you red flags. I was given red flags. This is one. Have a baby. It's going to solve everything. Excuse me. I need to take a moment and throw up in my mouth. Have a baby. It's going to solve everything. I have friends with endometriosis who tried that. And guess what? They're still in pain, but now they have more responsibility as well as all of this guilty feeling that I cannot show up for my child. Mm-hmm. That doctor is not part of their life anymore, but has given them so much harm. What are green flags to look for?
Green flags are, we know there's no cure for endometriosis, but we can potentially give you a new fuller life with an improved quality of life with this excision surgery. You know, I can go in, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to find all of it. I'm going to cut it out for you. If necessary, I'm going to have a multidisciplinary team because we know endometriosis is systemic and it is, you know, it might be on your bowel. So I'll have a colorectal surgeon involved. Sometimes it's even in the thoracic cavity. If we suspect that, we'll have a cardiothoracic surgeon. We're not going to need you to be on hormone suppression after, unless you wish to be. Mm-hmm. And so those are a lot of the green flags, right? They're saying, you know, I understand that there's not a cure, but we do have a treatment here with excision surgery that can give you a significant increase in your quality of life. And that is our goal here. And we're going to go in, we're going to remove all of the disease that we see, and we're going to restore your anatomy because we get a lot of adhesion. So our bowels are misconstrued. We have all sorts of issues, and they're going to recognize that this is a real thing. They're not going to say, oh, endometriosis can't affect your bowels. They're not going to say, oh, it's impossible for that symptom to be endometriosis. They're going to believe you. They're going to listen to you, and they're going to work with you on a surgical plan.
That's it. Oh man, I feel so much relief. My whole body is jiving with energy right now. This is what I needed to hear when I was first diagnosed. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are newly diagnosed or suspect you may have this, I want you, before we take a break, to go and hop on to the Instagram account, Endo Girls Blog. This is Katie's Instagram account. And from there, you know, we have different information. So much of what you're needing to know is factually disseminated. Can we say ovarinated? Let me just break down the words. And this is what I want you to kind of do during the break. Go and have a look, subscribe, because we have that giveaway as well. And we're needing you to subscribe to the IG account, to the Endo Girls Blog, social media accounts. I want you to get the information. You can jump onto my newsletter as well, because we're going to do this giveaway at the end of March. Okay, the end of March. You've got time. While we take this break, go and jump on these information sites. Go and find out. I'm curious if anything's coming up that you were not aware of. I'd love to hear from you. And I'm sure Katie would love to hear from you as well. Absolutely. Anything new? Okay. So we're going to take a pause here. Katie and I are going to catch up, and we're going to chat a little bit during the break. And we're going to encourage you to go over to our social medias, Endo Girls Blog. I am Christine Vibran, as well as endo.coach.christine, because we are here to help you find your path to healing. When we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit further about how to communicate with yourself, with your doctor, with your friends, how to advocate, because Katie is a board certified advocate, and she's going to share this powerful, powerful way of being with you after the break.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life. Discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Waking Hope, your Better Me Empowered Living show with your host, Christine Vibrant, and our very special guest today, our board certified patient advocate, Katie Donahue Boyce from Endogirls Blog. Thank you so much for being here with us, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
So we're breaking down endometriosis, this systemic condition that is so, so common. It affects 10%. Well, this is the stat, 10% of the female population. That's a kind of a stat as well that I wanted to mention before, and we didn't. I have a bone to pick here. That 10% stat is commonly described as 190 million women affected. Now, we know that this condition doesn't only affect females. It affects men, trans men as well. There's a lot going on here. Here's why I have a bone to pick, Katie. And I did mention this in our email.
Yes.
They're finding that 10% incidence in fetuses. They're finding that 10% incidence post-menopause, which hysterectomy does not cure endometriosis. Just big red flag right there. Hysterectomy does not cure endometriosis. Can I say it again? Shout it out loud. Hysterectomy does not cure endometriosis.
Love it.
That makes me mad. Why are we at 190 million when 10% of the female global population is closer to 380 million? I've asked this question a lot, and I've gotten the information that the 10% of the 190 million is because they look at your reproductive age.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that this is not a reproductive condition. This is systemic. And most people with endometriosis start their periods remarkably earlier than 15, which is a hallmark symptom to look for. We are not medical providers. We are giving you our experience and we're giving you our research. And Katie is going to clarify any myths and any information that I give that's not quite accurate. Okay, so Katie, we're going to talk about your voice, finding your voice. And this is your power move, advocation. What does this mean?
Yes. So being your own advocate really means taking your health into your own hands. It can be really scary. It can be really daunting. And I know when we're faced with it, a lot of the times we just want to shut down. So what I like to do is provide a step-by-step or a list, tangible things to do to focus on. So we don't just go like, I don't know how I'm ever going to do this, you know? So it's really zoning in. So you leave a doctor's appointment, you're distraught, you're crying, been there, you know, heartbroken, distraught. And then you go home, work with whoever you need to work with, process however you need to process. And then I step in with the tools that you need when you go to those doctor's appointments. So say you go and you've been dismissed by your doctor. What I say to do, your first thing that you can do is, I don't know if you know this, you are allowed to get a copy of your own medical records. So you can go in. A lot now is actually online in a patient portal. So see if you have a patient portal. It's really important to set that up. See what information you can gather from there. A lot of people are afraid to get their medical records because they think that the doctor is going to think something suspicious is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, if you're not transferring your medical records to another doctor, they may charge you a little bit of money. But what I tell people who are anxious about those, just say, I'm dealing with something with my insurance. And I need the records to do an insurance appeal, or say, I'm trying to work with my insurance and can I just get these records? That does not raise red flags with the office. It keeps everything neutral. And if anything, I've had offices say, oh, I'm so sorry you're going through that. Yeah, let me get those records for you.
Exactly.
So a lot of it's kind of just taking that power over and saying, this is what I got to do. Another thing.
I'm just going to pause here real quick. And I'm going to validate anyone who's struggling with this. You have been validated for years. You have shown up for yourself 100%, gone to these doctors 100% with all of your authenticity and your pain, and you have been dismissed and invalidated. This is a habit you have gotten used to. Can we just take a breath here?
Mm-hmm.
When you begin advocating for yourself, you are taking back your control and you're also healing all of that pain from before, and it's going to feel a lot. It's going to feel intense.
Yeah.
These are the basic steps that you need to take.
Yep.
Finding your voice, advocating for yourself is going to help you. What's the next step once we've got those records?
That is when I say, okay, you've got that with you. You're empowered with that information. Let's see if you can get a second opinion. And so, you know, if you have health insurance, sometimes it can be better to go through your health insurance portal. I always say set up that online portal if you can. They'll have a list of covered doctors. Google search, you know, that is a really valuable resource for finding reviews. Mm-hmm. Or again, go into, there are local endometriosis groups, there's forums, look up doctors on there. Sometimes we do have to travel. That is an unfortunate reality. Sometimes the doctors are out of network. I work really hard to connect patients with the right doctor for their case, but it's important. That's when you can go ahead and get that second opinion and go in with your notes. You know, don't, it's hard to collect our thoughts. So I like to have notes beforehand. Your symptoms, it's important to include the bowel symptoms, the urinary symptoms, all of the weird things that you haven't been able to connect, write those down, you know, and then a good doctor will listen to you. And most of the great physicians say the patient tells you what's wrong just by explaining their symptoms. You know your body and explain it to them and, you know, go in there prepared with those notes. And that's really important to stay focused because I will ramble. I will get in there and I get scared, overwhelmed. Yes. My heart is pounding. My blood pressure is artificially high.
Yep.
You know, so it's good to have the notes, the papers in front of my face and saying, focus in on this. This is what I'm going to say. And another key for when you're being your own advocate is to ask the doctor, say, I do get nervous. Can I record this on my phone so I can reference it later and I don't forget what's being said here?
This is beautiful because this is it. That's that form of self-sabotage that kind of gets in our way because we're overwhelmed. And again, it's just because we've been dismissed and invalidated for so long. And perhaps, like in my case, it's in the family. Mm-hmm. And so you have had generational experience of not showing up 100% for yourself because you were told that it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And even if you did, it was hurtful. Advocating as well, in my experience, is advocating to your loved ones about what's going on and helping them to use words. I have had to tell a lot of people, I would like you to ask me, not, oh, how are you feeling? You know, I'm not feeling great.
Right.
How can I help you today? How can I support you today? Mm-hmm. It can be as simple as, if you're having a bad flare day, send me an emoji with some food on it and I will send you a DoorDash. What is it you need? Something as simple as this. This is also important, guys. When ladies, people, thank you. When we're advocating for ourselves, it starts with you. Mm-hmm. It starts with your voice and saying, it doesn't matter how much I've been dismissed and it doesn't matter what I've been called. I know, I trust myself. I have been the one showing up consistently. There are ways for me to do this. There are patient communities, which I kind of want to just talk about a little bit. Please be mindful that there are patient communities out there who are also lost.
Yes.
And they're stuck in their loss. I have joined support sites where I have gotten suicidal and I've had to pull back. Because
yes.
These are people who are not stepping into their healing, but they're staying in their trauma and they're staying in their pain and they're staying in their spiral.
Yep.
That pain cycle is vital for you to step out of.
Yep.
And it's important for you to know when you're in it.
Yeah.
And this is why these basic steps are important. Advocating for yourself, having those notes, because
yes.
You're honest and you know you're going to spiral. I do the same thing.
Yep.
I think of 1,000 things I want to add, and this doctor is trying to hear me here and now.
Yep.
It also does matter to say, I want to know when I can have sex again. I want to know how this is going to affect my relationship. I want to know how to take this mental component, because that multidisciplinary team you mentioned before is so important. How do we advocate with our primary care, because they are the gatekeepers to all of the other referrals? Is there a place to go to other than EndoGirl's blog that we can go for community awareness and other helpful resources? Do you have a few of those we can mention?
Yes. So one of the most popular ones and common ones for at least empowerment and education is going to be Nancy's Nook. There is a Facebook group, but there's also a website. And I make sure everybody knows the Facebook group is not a support group. It's not where you're going to see people in there chit-chatting. Some people don't like the way it's run, but that's okay. There's a ton of data. You can search certain doctors' names or whatever you want to search, or just go to the Nancy's Nook website and you can get a lot of your basic foundation information there.
Yes.
That's a really good one. And then for finding actual, you know, patient connectedness, it's really hard to find because as you pointed out, a lot of it's not always in the solution. So mm-hmm. we like to stay in the solution and moving forward. There are a couple resources that I do like for that. One of them is a group put together by Rosemary Phillip. I can link that to anybody who would like it. She does more of a positive group working where, you know, they stay in the solution there. I really mm-hmm. like that. There's another podcast In 16 Years of Endo. That's run by Amy. Amy's a good resource to reach out to as well. So, you know, it's kind of, unfortunately, it comes down to just mostly individuals that you mm-hmm. want to make your core group that are empowering and uplifting and are going to keep you in the solution, because it can be really hard with the online communities.
Yes, this is important. And actually, as you're talking about all this, I do want to mention that all of this information is going to be in a blog post. Mm-hmm. It's there. Go and take a look. So if you're not sure, everything is compiled. We're making this easy for you to navigate, because it's hard enough just getting your diagnosis. It's hard enough dealing with what you're going through and having to reverse so much of who you thought you were. This is part of the advocation process. We're going to take a little bit of a break here so that you can go and jump onto the social sites, Endo Girls Blog on Instagram. This is important. This is how you connect with Katie. This is also where you can find this information and more. And I do want to also send you over to my website, beingbetterme.com. I've got a lot of information there. I'm going to talk about the giveaway when we come back as well, because what I'm giving away is curated products for people with endometriosis that I have found through my own research and stubbornness of, I don't like what I'm getting. I don't accept this nasty. I know there's better out there, because if I can think it, it's mm-hmm. there. Okay. So you can work your way through this. You can manage it. You can navigate it. During the break, go hop onto the socials. We'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant. Better Me Empowered, living raw, authentic, revealing your healing, exiting excuses with my guest, Katie Donahue Boyce, Endo Girls Blog. Guys, we're demystifying endometriosis. We're breaking down what it is, making it manageable, making it mentionable, giving you the tools to advocate for yourself, giving you the tools to also deal with what's coming up, these flares, these pain cycles. A pain cycle, this is something, Katie, that we're all very familiar with. What has been your experience with pain cycles?
So fortunately for me, I'm one of the individuals that was eventually able to access quality surgical care. Mm-hmm. And that made a significant difference in my pain. Unfortunately, endometriosis can cause permanent damage, irreversible damage. Mm-hmm. So the goal at that point, that's why early intervention is so important. However, for me, it wasn't. So I had distorted anatomy. My bowels were an issue. I had adhesion. So what happened was that my surgery and my surgeon, they were able to get me back to a manageable place. My life was no longer controlled by my endometriosis, but no, I wasn't, you know, 100% back to this perfect human. My body had dealt with so much. So I had to learn my new body. You know, there's a lot of learning. I did my pelvic floor physical therapy afterward, which taught me so much about myself. Mm-hmm. And it really came down to, okay, so these are some of the things I'm going to live with forever, potentially, but it doesn't matter because it's not controlling my life. I just learned how to adjust my life a little bit and manage those pain cycles. So occasionally, yes, I may have, you know, some bowel symptoms. Mm-hmm. I may, you know, have a little bit of maybe what I feel like is ovarian pain, right. But I know how to manage that now. I know, okay, this is what's happening. So I'm not scared.
Yes.
This is what's happening in my body. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give myself some rest, a little bit of grace, maybe use that heating pad, maybe an Epsom salt bath, magnesium, mm-hmm. whatever it takes. And I've learned to keep myself out of that heightened freak out mode of endometriosis is back and endometriosis is ruining my life. You know,
yes.
I don't go there anymore. I say, okay, well, this is my body and it's having a couple issues right now. Mm-hmm. I've already addressed it with the best surgeon I could. And this is how I'm going to move forward. And I know that my body, after some rest, will recover in a few days.
This is vital. This is vital. I'm in a pain flare right now. And I almost stepped into that pain cycle last night. So I'm going to break down what's going on. I have had all the surgeries you're supposed to have, including the hysterectomy, because I had adenomyosis. And that was the definitive, quote unquote, cure. But excuse me, how is a cure removing an organ? However, that's a different discussion.
Yeah.
My pain cycle yesterday, I felt that stabbing pain, and it feels like this long of a stabbing white light needle, right?
Yes.
That hits you out of the blue, takes your breath away. I like to tell people, use your ING words. So pain is going to get you put in a category. Your ING words is going to get you help. Stabbing, zinging, flaring, yes. Tearing, brightness. Just, it felt like a vicious, I don't know, solar flare right through my body. And immediately I thought, oh, the endometriosis is back. And I felt everything within me tense. And then I took a minute and I had a breath and I said, no, this is your inflammation. Mm-hmm. You are in inflammation because you dropped your self-care and you worked too hard and you compensated with pizza and you know better. And so I did the same thing. I took my rest. I flushed my body with as much of my healthy beet juice as possible because beet is so good for us. I'm taking care of my liver health and I've slathered myself. This is going to be part of your giveaway. I've got magnesium oil spray, and this is actually really, really fast acting. This is designed by a maker right here in Texas for her husband, who is an Olympian athlete. So this is just magnesium chloride spray. The reason I use sprays instead of pills is because I know that less than 50% of patients are compliant with their doctor's orders, including supplementation. But I know that when I'm putting it on my body, I'm going to feel good. So part of the giveaway, guys, is the spray as well as a Foria CBD. Now, Foria is a brand that helps me a lot with this. I learned about them from people who were posting on the Nook. Again, it's not a support site. This is an information sharing site. And then I went down the rabbit hole of endocannabinoid system and how the endocannabinoid system works with the central nervous system, blah, blah, blah. You're going to learn so much. What we have in the giveaway, guys, is Phasic Teas. And this is by Jade and Joe. It is purported to be fertility, and as a trigger warning, fertility is a major struggle. I never had my children, and that is something I'm navigating, and I'm very comfortable talking about that deep grief because I found a way to process it and make it beautiful. But what I did learn with Phasic Teas is that the ingredients that are in this create a healthy environment which helps people with endometriosis. This is organic, certified organic, as well as Oregon Tilth organic. This is going to be really good. This helps me. I use the moon phases since I no longer have a uterus. I use the moon phases for my phasic teas. I've got a journal in there. I've got some gorgeous vitamin C oil. This is Ayurvedic. Now, Umla has 8 to 10 times the amount of vitamin C. And we know that vitamin C is an essential nutrient when you have endometriosis because your vitamin C, your vitamin D, and your magnesium work together to really boost your body. But it is important to have all of this working together. You've got chronic stress. All of that stress over years and decades takes away from your body, which is why it hits us so hard. We have comorbid things like fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's, interstitial cystitis. It's going to be a list, which is why when that pain cycle flares, it's not necessarily endometriosis. You can enter, you can win this basket worth over $300, as well as a consult and a program with me, because I'm your back to basics, okay? Katie is your fact person. Katie is the one who's going to be like, this is what you got to do. Here is a list. This is going to be your best action step. I'm the coach who's going to go, how's your hydration? Do you even know what your hydration equation is? Because 8 glasses of water is not going to cut it. Your glass, Katie, and my glass may be different.
Yep.
So I have started something, and Katie, this is something that we're going to talk about. Case study. Basic endometriosis accountability creates healthy habits. We're going to go to the beach, guys. And we're going to take care of three components with this. It's a private group. This is to support you as well. I want you to jump on to our social medias and request an invitation to this group. This is going to support you in terms of getting your hydration equation and finding healthy hydration tips, because a lot of us are going to chug that water and cause more stress. You don't need to be doing that. We're going to be stepping into mindfulness moments. I love tapping and I love somatic experiences when the pain flares do come, because it helps me to get that pain cycle under regulation, step into myself and go, I can trust what I'm getting. My body is here to help me. That pelvic floor therapy we talked about, game changer. How do you go into pelvic floor therapy when you can't even talk about your bowel movements?
Right.
So beach is there to help you. This is also going to help us to reach out to our gatekeepers. And so these are the basic things that we are finding: increase energy, decrease discomfort. Are your patients mindful of this? Okay, so we invite you to connect with us, imbeingbetterme.com. You can find me, endo.coach.christine, on IG. How do we find you, Katie?
You can actually just Google Endo Girls Blog and I'll pop up. Yes. You can go on Instagram, Endo Girls Blog, my website, endogirlsblog.com or endogirlblog.com. You can typo. I have both domains. You can find me on Facebook and you can even find me on Twitter. Just search Endo Girls Blog and I'll probably show up.
Excellent. I love this. So we have a very, very short time left. There's one thing that I want to leave everybody with, and that is trust your body. It is there to help you. Katie, what is one thing you would love to share and maybe that you would have loved to have heard when you started this journey?
Right, that there is help out there and it isn't a never-ending black hole. So there are people who can help. The online community now has been a game changer. Reach out, continue to read. Don't just settle for one thing. Continue to read and find different opinions. And eventually just know that we are individuals and we can find what works for us and we can have a happy, fulfilling life with this disease.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time, guys. I am so excited about learning how this has helped you. Connect with us and we will see you at the end of March for the giveaway winner announcement. Have a beautiful day.
As this hour of Waking Hope comes to a close, I hope you have been lifted and strengthened. I hope you have turned your pain points into power points. For more love and healing, tune in again the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. If you can't wait until then, reach out to me at beingbetterme.com and we'll come up with a plan together to awaken your hope, supercharge your healing, and bring your world back into balance. Until next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.